If you haven't been following the hip-hop scene in Milwaukee, you may not know that right now, things are looking up. According to our next guest, the scene is enjoying a resurgence that it hasn't seen for several years. Back in the early to mid-2000s, hip-hop artists in the city were attracting some big attention, but then things slowed down until recently.
Now young artists are taking the reins, using social media to gain fans and setting up their own shows, escaping the music industry hierarchy and doing it themselves.
Here to talk about Milwaukee's hip-hop scene and share some of the artists gaining traction is DJ Bizon, a.k.a. Tyrone Miller. He's one half of the show Those Hip-Hop Guys, which airs live Tuesday nights from 9 till midnight on WMSE 91.7 in Milwaukee. And he joins us now from Milwaukee. Bizon, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
So what was the Milwaukee hip-hop scene like back in the 2000s?
Well, there was just a lot of collaborations. There was a lot of just regular people knowing what was going on. There was so much support throughout with the venues around the city. So you had, you know, a hip-hop show or hip-hop night, theme night going on almost every night of the week. And so there was just so much support, so many people talking about it. And if you were a new artist or a new, you know, trying to get involved, there were very easy avenues to do that in. And then, you know, late 2000s, like 09, 2010, it just slowed down a bit. You know, some of those venues started to shut down. Less people were doing shows. And it just wasn't as easy to get in or see what was going on or, you know, even pay attention if you were just a casual fan. And now recently it's just booming. I mean, it's really cool to see. And some of these younger artists, and we're talking about 16, 17, 18, really being independent and doing their own thing. So a lot of times if you're an artist in any genre of music, you're hoping to get some coverage from some blogs, from some, you know, radio shows or whatever. They don't care. They're not waiting. They're doing their shows. They're making videos and they're telling their friends, and the word can spread because, like you said earlier, with social media and just the way the internet works, they can do whatever they want and people will see it. People will hear it and people will pay attention.
So you said the scene hit a lull after being pretty booming in the early part of the 2000s. So what happened to pull it out, and what were the first signs of that?
Well, I just think more people just kept trying. So you have some artists that have been around for a very long time. So you had like the Rusty P's and King Hell Bastard and, you know, the Umbrella Music Group label. That's just to name a few, but they've been around, you know, since that time. And they just kept chugging along. The network that they built throughout just their careers just stayed strong. And so then a lot of these younger artists, so I think when you see a national artist like a Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, you know, rapping about and speaking about what they want to talk about, not having to kind of, you know, conform to some industry standards or, you know, dumb themselves down, I think that brought some energy, along with the Kanye West too, you know, so seeing these younger artists speak very highly of him in terms of really speaking about what you want to speak about and that platform being built. And so with that, along with social media, along with here in Milwaukee, even like a Radio Milwaukee or a WMSC, being able to play some of that music where they didn't have that opportunity in the past, it really just sparked everybody to start putting some music out and making some stuff happen.
Well, you shared some of these artists with us so we could listen to some of the music. And one of those that you're talking about is an artist named Ishtar. Can you tell us about him?
So Ishtar is a very interesting story. So he randomly one day, I was checking my SoundCloud account, and he said, "Hey, check out my music." That was it. That was the whole my introduction to him. And it was really great. It was really interesting. It was really creative from all angles. And it was really cool to hear this young dude. He was in high school, maybe 16 or 17, I forget, but just had really good music. And then out of nowhere, just started seeing him pop up on some of the national media outlets that I just frequent on a regular basis, just when I'm checking out new music. And so seeing that at the same time was like, wow, this kid really has a good strategy. You know, it seems like he has a good team behind him. And for everybody, luckily, the music was really good, too. So it was just really cool to see. And he's just, you know, he's just a regular kid and just really speaking about his dreams, his aspirations, where he grew up. I think he grew up a little bit in Racine, but also showcasing Racine, Milwaukee, just this whole area. And he has, you know, just getting a lot of love from a lot of people. So that was really cool to see, along with another artist named Webster X, who just came out last year. But his first video probably had at least 50 different artists, MCs, just musicians in his video. And so you could just see that collaboration and that, you know, togetherness that it's always cool to see, especially from younger artists.
We're going to listen to both of those artists. We're going to start off with Ishtar, and this is his song, The Better Life.
All right.
They say he do things different, cause I was shoestring missing, cause I was Wu-Tang kicking. I got on two chains drifting, with my two mains drifting. Two lanes switching in yard, never had flavor. I was Kool-Aid dipping, pray for the life that I'm living. The sins I'm committing, the chicks I be hitting, probably the liquor I'm spilling, probably the rocket that shot me to get to spitting with Shoppy, so I can stop worrying about getting some OGs from Poppy and buy my own thing. Don't believe it, just watch me. I got the power like we energies, but fits like I'm Garvey.
And there's Ishtar with his song, The Better Life.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, a young guy. And also watching this video, he's got Milwaukee front and center
right
there. Is the city something that this new generation of rappers is proud of?
Very proud of. Everybody who's emceeing now and really trying to take a hold of things, they are always talking about Milwaukee, always speaking highly of it, because especially from where they're from, they don't feel like it gets represented enough. So we see a lot of great things in the national scene, just in general about Milwaukee with tourism and people wanting to come here for business opportunities. But they're really speaking on, you know, the music side and what they go through. And they know there's such great things that don't get the shine that they feel they deserve. So they're all speaking about it in a positive way. And it was interesting with Ishtar in particular. He was on my radio show. And he was saying, you know, his parents listened to A Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and all that. And you can kind of hear those elements in that music with their soul, the jazz elements. And so for me, it was interesting. Like, your parents listened to that music? How old does that make me? You know what I mean? But it was really just cool to hear him talk about that and know that history and, you know, really make music in that same vein.
And we got to get to Webster X, too. This is a song of his called Desperate Youth.
Mm-hmm.
What? Fatigue all in me. What? Thought this was easy. Butterflies in my stomach, nervous for a purpose. Feeling worthless, same kids on the curb. Spilling 40 ounces all over your stoop. Desperate Youth, digest to you. Digress the truth. But we never die. Same kids hungry for the money. What? Same kids giving out the money. What? We're pushing this art to be known. Bubble Tosa used to be the safest song. We totally put the chrome, put it at the dome. Almost all my brain business blown, but I forgive the home.
And the song there called Desperate Youth by Webster X. We heard a little reference there to Wauwatosa. So again, a really local song. What do you hear in that one?
I just hear just his own individuality and some his creativity. Like, you know, when you meet Webster X, he's a very cool dude, but also very weird in a good way, you know. And so it's cool to see him be as free as he wants in his music. And, you know, like I said, with him, with Ishtar, with other artists like the ones on Unify Records, Dana Cop and Speakeasy and Pizzle, all very different sounds. So when you listen to Ishtar, when you listen to Webster X, you get two very different vibes. But it's still from the same city, coming from this love of home and speaking about all the different aspects. So his album, which was also called Desperate Youth and Webster X, he spoke about some of the real issues going on with race and just politics and everything, along with the music scene, along with his love for hip hop. So again, these young artists, along with the more established artists like the Pizzles, like the Profs, and like the Unify Records, really speaking about all of these different things in a very creative way to make anybody. So if, depending on whatever your style is, you're going to want to listen. You're going to want to pay attention.
So as we wrap up here, looking ahead, do you think that Milwaukee could ever become a big destination for hip-hop artists, independent of the coast?
Yeah, for sure, especially since these artists right now are already starting to get that attention that we've been looking for. Because the issue has been, okay, we have all of these talented artists. We have all this creativity. We have all this interesting music. But how do we get it out, especially being so close to other major cities? And especially, you know, trying to build more venues and trying to get more national acts to come around. The fact that people can now look at national media outlets and see Milwaukee on the list, that'll make them want to pay attention more. So I think, you know, within a few years, you know, people have been saying that for a long time, but I don't feel there was ever any evidence, you know, there was never any proof. It was just kind of hopes. And I think now for sure there is definite proof that if you're a newer artist or if you're even established, you can really get seen on these national scales, and people are going to want to come and see what's going on and pay attention and make some music. And that was shown through another artist, Wave Chappelle.
And I'm sorry, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Bizon, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us.
For sure. Glad to be here. Thank you.
We were talking to DJ Bizon, Milwaukee-based DJ. He's one half of the show Those Hip Hop Guys, which airs Tuesday nights from 9 to midnight on WMSE 91.7 in Milwaukee.